All right, so get the we're diving deep today into a whole bunch of articles about how professional photography can seriously level up businesses.
Especially now, right? When everything's online.
Oh yeah, in this digital age, first
They
impressions.
happen so fast.
Crazy fast. We're talking like 50 milliseconds,
Wow.
less than a blink.
It's mind-blowing, isn't it? That in a split second, people are sizing up your brand.
Feast purely on visuals.
And get this, a whopping 94% of those first impressions are design-related.
With photography being like the main player.
Definitely.
Now, I get it. A lot of small business owners, they hear professional photography and think luxury, something they can't afford.
Right.
But these articles, they're making the case that businesses actually can't afford to not invest.
Interesting.
It's kind of like turning the whole thing on its head, right?
Yeah, it is.
So let's break it down why they're saying that.
What really stood out to me was that it's not just like opinions or theories.
Yeah.
There's actual data backing up the impact of
Yeah.
professional photography on real business results.
Oh, wow. So give us an example.
Sure. One study found that product photos taken by pros led to a 30% higher conversion rate.
Wait, so people saw those high-quality images and were more likely to actually buy the product?
Exactly.
So we're not talking about just pretty pictures.
No.
We're talking about a direct link to more sales.
Exactly. And it goes beyond just products, too.
Okay, how so?
Well, think about real estate.
Right.
Listings with pro photos, they sold 32% faster.
Wow, that's a big difference.
It is.
Time is money, right?
Absolutely. And speaking of money, there's also the impact on how much people think something's worth.
Oh, interesting. You mean like, can pro photos actually influence what customers are willing to pay?
For sure. It all comes down to that psychology of first impressions.
Okay,
Like
yeah.
studies have shown that professional headshots can actually make someone seem 76% more trustworthy.
No way.
Yeah, it's like our brains are wired to connect polished visuals with competence.
So basically, a high-quality photo is like a signal to potential customers saying, hey, this is a serious business that invests in itself,
Exactly.
which then makes them think that the products or services are top-notch too.
It subtly elevates your whole brand perception.
I see what you mean. So customers are willing to pay more because they think they're getting something better.
Precisely.
Wow. Okay. So let's say a business owner is convinced and they decide to invest in professional photography.
Right.
What are some smart ways they can really make the most of that investment?
Well, think of it like building a valuable asset library.
Okay.
You can instantly revamp your website with those eye-catching images.
Give it a whole new look.
Yes. Think stunning product shots, engaging team photos, even those behind-the-scenes peeks that show off your brand's personality.
Right, and of course you've got all that social media content to create too.
Definitely, you can really breathe life into your social media with those professional images.
It sounds like the possibilities are endless.
They really are.
But what about those businesses that are still on the fence? You know, maybe they're worried about the cost. Is professional photography really something everyone can do?
It absolutely can be.
Okay, good.
A lot of photographers, they get the needs of small and medium businesses,
Right.
and they're willing to work with different budgets.
That makes
So we're
sense.
talking flexible payment plans,
Yeah.
things like that, package deals that are made for specific needs, even usage-based pricing models.
Phew, that's a relief.
It's about finding the right photographer for you and your vision.
So someone who gets your business and can bring those ideas to life visually.
Exactly, and that can make all the difference.
It really can.
For sure.
Okay, so let's flip the script for a second.
Right.
Instead of focusing on the investment in pro photography, what about the potential downsides of not doing it?
That's a good point.
You know, like, are there hidden costs there that businesses might not even be aware of?
You might think you're saving money, using those low-quality or generic images,
Yeah.
it can actually hurt your brand.
Especially online, right?
Especially online, people are constantly seeing images everywhere they can spot a cheesy stock photo instantly.
Oh, totally. And honestly, those kinds of images make me question if I can trust that business.
Right.
It's like, if they can't even be bothered to have good visuals, what does that say about their products or services?
It erodes trust and makes your brand seem amateurish.
You're right. Would you trust a business with a website full of blurry bad photos?
I probably wouldn't.
I wouldn't either. And I bet that's happening to businesses all the time without them even realizing it.
I think so too.
And it's not just about losing sales, right?
No, it can also hurt your reputation.
And put you behind your competitors.
Exactly. Think about it. They're probably already using pro photos.
That's a good point. Can you really afford to fall behind?
That's something to think about for sure.
It makes you realize that professional photography, it's not just about pretty pictures.
No, it's not.
It's about building trust and showing off your brand in the best way possible.
Absolutely.
And ultimately staying ahead of the game.
Couldn't agree more.
Okay, well, that's a wrap on part one of our deep dive.
Wow.
We've covered a lot of ground, but there's still so much more to explore.
I'm excited.
Me too. So be sure to join us for part two, where we'll delve even deeper into the strategies and benefits of professional photography for businesses of all shapes and sizes.
Sounds good. Welcome back to our deep dive. It's great to have you.
It's great to be back, and I'm sure our listeners are already thinking about their own business visuals.
I hope so. We laid out some pretty compelling reasons why pro photography is so important.
We did, but now I'm thinking about those businesses that are already using it. You know, how can they stay ahead of the curve?
That's a great question, because things change so quickly online.
They really do.
What worked a few years ago might not be cutting it today.
Exactly.
It's like the rise of TikTok and Instagram Reels.
Oh, yeah. Video is huge now.
Huge. And then there's this growing demand for authenticity.
Right. People want real, genuine visuals that can spot a fake from a mile away.
Exactly. That's where a really skilled photographer comes in.
Okay, how so?
They don't just take a picture. They capture a feeling, a moment, something that connects with your audience.
I see. So you need to find a photographer who understands your brand and all these different platforms.
And the expectations of your audience, too, is constantly changing.
It really is. So it's about finding a photographer who's more than just a photographer.
Right. They're like a partner in your business.
Someone who gets your vision and helps you achieve your goals.
Exactly. Whether it's boosting brand awareness, getting more leads, or increasing sales, the right photography can make all the difference.
It sounds a little daunting, though, to be honest.
I understand.
It's like, okay, pro photography is important, but where do I even start? How do I find the right photographer?
You're right. It is a big decision.
It is.
And you need to approach it strategically.
Okay, so what's step one?
First, figure out what you want to achieve with your photography. You know, what's your overall marketing strategy? What message are you trying to send?
So it's more than just finding someone who takes pretty pictures.
Way more. It's about finding someone who understands your business goals and can turn them into visuals.
I get it. So then what?
Look for photographers who specialize in your industry.
Makes sense.
Check out their portfolios. Read what their clients say. Don't be afraid to ask for references.
It's like dating, but for your business.
Uh-huh.
Yeah?
Kind of. You want to make sure there's a good fit, personality-wise, and that you can communicate well.
Speaking of communication, that's super important in any creative partnership, right?
Absolutely. You need a photographer who listens to your ideas, understands your brand's voice, and is willing to collaborate.
And of course, we can't forget about budget.
Right. That's a big one for a lot of small businesses.
It is. But as we said before, pro photography doesn't have to break the bank.
It doesn't. A lot of photographers offer flexible payment options, packages, even custom solutions.
That's good to know.
And remember, it's an investment.
Right.
Think about the potential return. You know, increased sales, more brand awareness, loyal customers.
Okay, so what if we flip the script again?
Let's do it.
Instead of focusing on the cost of pro photography, what about the cost of not investing in it?
Oh, that's interesting.
What message does that send to potential customers?
It might make them think you're not serious about your business, you know?
Right.
Like you're cutting corners or you don't care about how things look.
And in today's world, that can make a big difference.
Those little cues can really impact people's decisions.
They can. I know for me, if I go to a website and the photos are bad, I instantly question the business.
It makes sense. You want to see that they're putting their best foot forward.
Exactly.
And in a competitive market, you can't afford to send the wrong message.
So true.
Your visuals,
they're
a part of your brand, just like your products and services.
They need to be just as strong.
Exactly. It's all about creating that cohesive experience that really connects with your audience.
So as we head into the final part of our deep dive,
yes,
let's talk about how to make that happen. We'll get into specific examples and actionable strategies so you can use the power of pro photography to really take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to part three, everyone, where we're getting into the nitty-gritty of using professional photography to really boost your business.
All of that being strategic. You know, like you wouldn't just launch a marketing campaign without a plan, right?
Exactly.
Your visuals need that same level of thought and planning.
Okay, so no more just snapping random photos on your phone.
Haha, right? Professional photography. It should be a core part of your business strategy, not an afterthought.
Makes sense. So where should businesses start?
Well, your website's a good place. It's often that first point of contact for customers.
True.
So making a good impression there is crucial.
It's all about first impressions.
And high-quality images can seriously transform your website.
Give it a whole makeover.
Exactly. Think about stunning product shots that really highlight those key features.
Show off what makes your product special.
Yes. And then you've got team photos that build trust, those welcoming faces. And those lifestyle shots, help people actually picture themselves using your products.
It's about bringing your brand to life visually.
And we can't forget social
Oh,
media,
definitely. It's so visual.
but also super competitive.
It is. How do you stand out? How do you capture attention?
Yeah, what's the secret?
Eye-catching visuals for your posts, those behind-the-scenes peeks that give your audience a glimpse into your world.
Make them feel like they're part of the action.
Exactly. And high-quality product shots that make people want to click that buy now
And they
button.
get irresistible.
Right? Remember, people connect with stories.
That's so true.
And professional photography can help you tell yours visually.
So powerful. Okay, so we've talked websites, social media. What about things like brochures or
Oh,
presentations?
yeah, totally. Even those everyday marketing materials can get a big boost from professional photography.
Yeah, it shows you're serious about your business.
Absolutely. You're paying attention to those details. You're not cutting corners.
And it's not just about new customers,
Yeah,
right?
no way. It's about building relationships with the ones you already have.
So print photography can be a great tool for things like PR and media outreach too.
You got it, having those high-quality images ready to go.
Yeah.
It's invaluable for press releases, media kits, even when you're reaching out to journalists or influencers.
Makes you look more credible.
It shows you're ready for the spotlight.
All right, so we've covered websites, social media marketing materials, PR, any other areas where pro photography can really shine.
Let's see. Oh, trade shows. Those are a great opportunity to make a statement visually.
Oh, yeah. You see some amazing booths at those.
You do think about eye-catching banners, engaging displays, even just really well-designed printed materials.
It all adds up.
It does. It's about making a lasting impression.
So, okay, let's say a business has invested in professional photography. Now what?
Well, now you got to make sure you're actually using it to its full potential.
Right. Don't let those photos just sit on your computer.
Exactly. Planning is key before your photo shoot even happens.
Okay, what kind of planning?
You need a detailed shot list outlining all the specific images you need and how you're going to use
So
them.
you're not scrambling later.
Right. It keeps everyone on track and makes sure you get everything you need.
Saves time and money in the long run.
Exactly. And once you have those amazing photos, don't be afraid to use them everywhere.
Get creative.
Yes, integrate them into all your marketing. Make it a cohesive experience.
And think outside the box.
Oh, I love that.
One photo shoot can give you so much content.
It can.
Blog posts, email newsletters, social media graphics. The possibilities are endless.
It's all about maximizing your investment.
It is. And I think it's safe to say we've done a pretty deep dive here today.
We have.
From those split-second first impressions to the strategic ways to use pro photography and even those hidden costs of not using it.
It's been quite a journey.
It has. And I think it's clear visuals, they play a huge role in how people see your
A
business.
huge role. And in today's world, professional photography, it's not just a nice bonus.
No.
It's essential. It's an investment that can really pay off.
So, listeners, take a minute. Think about your own visual strategy.
Are you using professional photography to its full potential?
Are you showcasing your brand in a way that really captures its essence?
Those visuals are often the first impression you make.
Make it count.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
And that's a wrap on our deep dive into the power of professional photography.
Thanks for joining us.
It's been a pleasure. We hope you found it insightful, inspiring, and maybe even a little eye-opening.
Now go out there and make those visuals work for you.
Until next time.